In our last part, let's pick up some historical context. The 1920s are variously known as the Roaring Twenties, the Jazz Age, and the Dance Age. More Americans were rich than ever before, thanks to a booming stock market, rising land values, new inventions, and new ways of producing goods that made things affordable to more Americans. Even average income Americans began to acquire convenience they had been either unavailable or unaffordable just a few years before. Things like car, radio, indoor plumbing, electric refrigerators, and washing machine, and more. With so much money around and so many things to buy, many Americans focus on getting rich and having fun. Young women called flappers flouted traditional restrictions. They wore short skirts and short hair, and they spent their time dancing, going to movies, and drinking liquor. The American of 1920 produced countless young men like Clyde, who found themselves excited by and obsessed with a world that glittered with a thousand new pleasures. Some of these young men, even some who, like Clyde, were born poor, but did get rich through some combination of intelligence, ambition, hard work, and a little bit of luck. Many others did not. Some who did not become fabulous wealthy nevertheless did well, like the art and the sport thrive along the industry. Writers, musician, movie star, and baseball player earn fame with their talent. Not everyone got rich or famous, or even lived better than they had before. Like farmers struggle as the prices they could get for their crops drop. This was partly because of the end of World War I. It meant less demand for food. The 1920s was a time in which American society rearranged itself. Some people made great gains. Others suffer loss and deprivation, and a few end up where they had started.